We begin today's podcast with an investigation into the purpose and use of sex toys. You may uncover your real sexual identity and fulfill your full orgasmic potential using one or several of the various sexual aids. Next, we delve into the secret properties of the flowering plant called caper and find out its amazing effects on the human body. Finally, join us in a relaxation, the first part of an article which teaches us the great value of relaxing properly. Today's meditation is on the state of beatitude and will be accompanied by music. Amaris, Tiger Lily, and Valentino will be your yogi hosts through these revelations.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Sex toys. You may uncover your real sexual identity and fulfill your full orgasmic potential by using one or several of the various sexual aids that you can now find in specialized shops. The relevance of their use is clear in helping you experience more exciting sexual sensations and have greater orgasms. It has been proven that for some women, masturbation and/or sexual aids are the only method to reach orgasm. Consequently, this fact makes them important for a healthy, fulfilling sexual life. Sex toys or sexual aids have been known all over the world for thousands of years. For instance, the famous love eggs were part of the sexual experience in China from ancient times. These are small, round, or oval objects inserted into the vagina to produce erotic sensations as the woman walks around. These eggs were also used in training of a woman's sexual muscles so that her strong vaginal muscles would produce intense erotic sensations and pleasure to the man. For further information, see our articles. Such love eggs are available today as well, although the modern ones are hollow and have small weights inside, and are connected with a string. Yet another and even more famous example of a sex toy known in ancient times is the dildo, a kind of artificial penis made of wood, china, or steel. Both men and women may use them. There are dildos that have straps which allow them to be attached to the groin area so that they can be used by two women making love, emulating the male sexual role. Men too can strap on a dildo to have a perfectly erect penis all the time during intercourse. The modern, sophisticated version of the dildo is the vibrator with battery power and a small vibrating motor. These vibrations are very stimulating for a woman, as the stimulus acts on the sensory nerve endings. For instance, during penetrative intercourse, the friction of the penis, the inside of the vagina, labia, and clitoris brings about the stimulation. The vibrator, however, can stimulate the nerve endings at a much faster rate, so that the orgasm is almost certain. We're talking here only about orgasm without the discharge of the sexual energy. Sexual self-discovery. A vibrator is an invaluable aid for a woman in the exploration of her body, in finding her sensitive areas, and in reaching her true sexual potential. The stimulation is so intense that it may simply overwhelm the psychological blockages that prevented the woman from achieving satisfaction before. You may incorporate a vibrator in the erotic game until the remaining mental barriers have been overcome. Some women may be reluctant to touching themselves in order to achieve erotic satisfaction because of guilt issues. For other women, the inability to achieve erotic satisfaction may be due to the lack of understanding of their own sexuality. Here, the vibrator may be used to discover erotically sensitive points of the body. The woman may feel more comfortable if she has her first experience with a vibrator while she's alone. She should then create the right atmosphere to explore her body and really let go of all inhibitions, a time with no distractions, no phone, and dimmed lights. Reveling in her sexual fantasies is helpful, as the vibrator will do the rest of the work. Play with the vibrator on the inside of the thighs and over the mons, before the inside of the labia. Some women may not be able to hold the vibrator against their clitoris for too long, but if placed just above or alongside, the erotic sensation it produces may prove sufficient to reach the climax. Another method is to insert the vibrator inside the vagina, and either to move it in and out or to let the vibrations have their way. If the vibrator is to be used inside the vagina, however, there is need for further lubrication. Consequently, lubricating cream or gel smeared over the labia and clitoris will enhance the sensations as well. Vibrators for men. A man's sexual response may also highly benefit from the use of vibrators, although he'll probably need some additional manual stimulation to reach orgasm. For some men, the glands or tip of the penis may be too sensitive to take this kind of stimulation for too long, but other men may find it quite arousing. This method has been used successfully to cure impotence in some cases. The whole shaft of the penis may be responsive to vibrations, and especially the underside and the frenulum. However, there are other areas on a man's body that can be discovered with a vibrator. The base of the penis is particularly sensitive to vibrations, but it may also be helpful on the perineum, as the pulsing effect may reach as far as the prostate, a gland that can produce extremely intense erotic sensations when stimulated. Mutual fun. A vibrator is quite useful in two as well. It can heighten the sexual response during intercourse. The man may slide it over his lover's thighs, breasts, or around her vulva, while the man may benefit if stimulated on his thighs and buttocks. There is a wide variety of shapes and sizes for vibrators. You can check the online catalogs to decide which one best suits your needs and desires. There are some vibrators with smooth surfaces, or others covered with a ribbed or grooved pattern to increase the stimulation. Another important aspect is to check the noise of the motor, as it may become a source of embarrassment. Capers. Scientific names: Caparis spinosa, Caparis rupestris, Caparis ovata, from the Caparidaceae family. Description: the caper plant is a small shrub and may reach about 1 meter high. Its leaves are oval, it has green buds, big white flowers, and red fruits. Uncultivated caper plants are more often seen hanging, draped, and sprawling as they scramble over soil and rocks. The caper's vegetative canopy covers soil surfaces, which helps to conserve soil water reserves. Leaf stipules may be formed into spines. Flowers are borne on first-year branches. The used parts are the root and the buds. Main constituents: the fresh fruits contain saponin, pectin, and most importantly flavonoids, antioxidant bioflavonoid rutin. Medicinal uses: capers are said to reduce flatulence and to be anti-rheumatic in effect. In Ayurvedic medicine, capers, or himsra, are recorded as hepatic stimulants and protectors, improving liver function. Capers have reported uses for arteriosclerosis, as diuretics, kidney disinfectants, vermifuges, and tonics. Infusions and decoctions from caper root bark have been traditionally used for dropsy, anemia, arthritis, and gout. Nonetheless, their most important action at this point is related to sexuality. The legend goes that a few capers a day will defeat impotence. The man who eats them will strengthen his emotional power and his erotic vitality. It is also an important constituent of aphrodisiacal recipes, bringing love and voluptuousness. Directions. For the aphrodisiacal effect, take sublingually powder made of the dried fruits in quantities of 0.5 to 1.5 grams every 6 hours, 4 times a day. Keep the powder under your tongue for 15 to 20 minutes, then swallow it with water and maybe honey. For its aphrodisiacal effects, take 3 to 4 grams at one time, 4 hours before lovemaking. A macerate prepared from 15 to 30 grams of root powder or flowers in 1 liter of mineral or spring water can be prepared. The spicy buds have been used in sauces and as pickles from times immemorial.
This is Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Valentino. The Relaxation, Part 1. In yoga, the relaxation bears the name of Shavasana. This yogic technique is more effective if our head is turned towards the north while we perform it. In yoga, there are two remedies against tension and anxiety: the yogic breathing, known as pranayama, and the yogic relaxation, known as Shavasana. The yogic tradition sustains that real yoga cannot exist without relaxation, because in its absence, happiness and inner peace are not possible. Swami Shivananda's words about relaxation were, "Only a relaxed person is truly creative, as the ideas simply flow to him." However, in yoga, relaxation should be used as a key component in the process of the practitioner's energetic regeneration. Consequently, learning to relax in a conscious manner, for at least a couple of minutes every day, is very important in the practice of yoga. For the people discovering the yoga relaxation for the first time, this discovery is almost a revelation. First, the body is heavy, lying on the floor, while the mind seems to travel to wonderful places, detached from all physical problems. The yogic relaxation is the ideal exercise for one's will. In the yogic view, the will is not a dictatorship, or a tough power that imposes itself with force, but a slow, firm suggestion based on conviction and patience. Consequently, while practicing Shavasana, you should not attempt to impose the relaxation upon yourself, or to exert control over your mind. You will notice that the relaxation has to be performed without any constraint or aggression. The relaxation makes the practitioner gain a calm and beautiful appearance. The face becomes relaxed, and he or she, as a whole, emanates this calm and inner peace. Preliminary conditions for the relaxation. It is recommended that you eliminate all factors that may excite the senses. Go inside a quiet room where you may remain undisturbed. Close the windows and create a semi-obscure atmosphere. Make sure the room is fairly warm, as your body's temperature will drop during the relaxation. Take your mind off all the stressful problems at home or at work, then lie down on the floor. Stretch your entire body and even yawn if possible. Continue to stretch your body as you roll over to the right and then to your left. Tense all your muscles and stretch your fingers. After the stretching and contraction of the muscles, you are now ready to embark on this next phase, the relaxation. Lie on your back with your head towards north or east. Your feet and arms should be spread. Focus on your left leg. Begin the relaxation with the toes, relaxing in turn all muscular groups. Perceive fine vibrations or a sensation of warmth in the area you have relaxed. Compare the left leg with the right one. Relax the right leg. Continue the relaxation in the same manner. The left and the right arm, then the buttocks, the pelvis, the abdomen, the solar plexus, the back, the shoulders, the chest, the neck, the chin, the cheeks, the tongue, the eyes, the forehead, and finally the scalp. You should no longer precisely perceive the contour of your body. Instead, you should perceive your consciousness expanding and you should experience a state of unifying harmony.
Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, the state of beatitude. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect. The state of beatitude. Let us begin.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed your time with us and that you will join us again for our next broadcast.